Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to Dr. Pearl Snappy. My favorite part of her interview was her talking about how she got into protesting against Scientology. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome for the first time, Dr. Pearl Snappy. Our first doctor.
That's right.
Yeah. How are you doing? How was your trip?
The trip has been great so far. This is my first time in LA.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting all of the LA plus all of the F Sciento experience.
You are.
I am.
And speaking of that, I was at La Poubelle two nights ago.
Did you get any drinks there?
No.
Okay.
I met a nice fellow named Daniel. So shout out to my boy Daniel from Salem.
Okay.
Do you know Daniel?
I do.
And we got along immediately, and then I just ended up being on his stream, but it was crazy because they called the fire. A fire truck came. I mean, they were doing everything to kind of divert the three people that were there.
Yes.
And they rang off a car alarm.
Oh, yes.
And then they had this one guy, surfer looking guy, was acting like he had COVID or something. And he was like, it was like the worst acting.
Right.
He was like coughing around us, but not. And then,
so all Scientologists and all of the little trolls that they hire. Mm-hmm. You have to ask yourself a question. The question is, what are they doing? The answer is it wrong. It wrong. Whatever they're doing, it's wrong.
Right.
They don't do anything properly. They can't troll. They can't call the cops on us. They can't get us to go away. Nothing.
How'd you get involved in this movement?
So I think similarly to a lot of people that are involved in this, I'd been following Scientology for a long time, as long as there's been documentaries about it. Mm-hmm. And then it started becoming more and more popular. But really, it was YouTube and a lot of the second gens, the survivors of this cult, telling their stories that kind of peeled the onion back and made me realize what a sanitized version, as terrible as that was, it was incredibly sanitized and did not show a lot of what was happening specifically to the children.
Yeah.
In Scientology. And so when you hear what happens, if you don't get upset about it and you don't want to go out there, just like, I just don't know how that works for you. And
right.
So Aaron Smith Levin was live and was talking about
how. Is that A.A. Ron?
That is A.A. Ron.
So shout out to my main man, A.A. Ron.
That's right.
I'm a big fan of.
What's up, A.A. Ron?
Yeah, growing up in Scientology. And I saw his latest video on. Aaron Cairo.
Okay, yeah.
Because I skateboard.
Yes.
And so that shocked me when I realized Aaron Cairo was the head person in San Francisco.
Yes.
Because he has his own skateboarding company.
Right.
And I would have never known that he was affiliated with this, with Scientology.
It's funny that you bring that up. A friend of mine who was a protester who passed away recently.
Yeah.
His name is KK. This is my tattoo for KK.
Oh, rest in peace. That's a beautiful tattoo.
Yeah,
there.
They call us squirrels. And so those are her initials
and her
motorcycle name.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, this is my little bracelet with her ashes in it. So.
And then you got the double threes?
Yeah, I'm a 33 girl.
Okay. Because every week I hit my fridge three times.
Oh, there you go.
It's like an OCD thing.
Well, this is kind of too.
Yeah.
But she told me about Aaron Cairo like months ago.
How long has he been involved with this?
A long time.
Really?
A really long time. He hasn't been in charge of the San Francisco org for a long time.
That's odd.
But he has been a Scientologist for a very long time.
That's very odd.
And she was just like, well, we should call it out. And I was like, I have like 7,000 followers. He has like 5 million. Here's me not doing that.
Right.
But then all of a sudden people started talking about it. And it was like... I kind of wish that I could call her and tell her, but no, we've been looking into him and wondering why more people aren't talking about it, especially because most of us are out in these streets to advocate for the children that don't have a voice.
Absolutely.
And so you've got somebody with 5 million children on YouTube following.
It's crazy. And not only that, they're watching his skateboarding tutorials, wanting to get sponsored by his company. And
he's doing interviews and saying, oh no, I'm not the head of Scientology, but I've taken some courses, sir.
But there's a huge difference, isn't there?
Well, he's not David Miscavige, but no one accused him of that.
Right.
What he is, though, is the head of the day organization. So every Scientology org has 2 separate orgs within it. There's the day org and the foundation org.
What's the difference between the two?
So the day org is basically like normal, like kind of a 9-to-5-ish situation. And then the foundation org are nights and weekends.
Okay, gotcha.
So he's in charge of the day org. So it's
different shifts. It's shifts.
And they treat it like 2 separate orgs. Right, so his statistics will be counted separately from the night statistics because they're very obsessed with statistics.
Yeah.
Getting people in the door, on course. Fresh meat, they call them. Mm-hmm. They literally call them fresh meat.
Yeah.
So he's in charge of the day org. And then he just acted like, oh, no, I've taken some classes, some courses. Well, enough to become the director of the day org, bro.
Wasn't he just on a podcast and he was denying it?
Yes.
Like, I just saw that on YouTube where on A.A. Ron's channel where he was on a skateboarding podcast and he said what you just said.
Right. Because, well, they asked the wrong question, to be fair.
Right.
Largely probably because they don't know the right question, maybe.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be, are you in charge of Scientology? It's, are you in charge of the San Francisco org?
You know what gets me? What hurt me is when I found out Beck was involved.
Same.
Because I like Beck's music, you know, and because we talked to your buddy here, you know, he brought up the DK,
right,
Dead Kennedys, and it's like music's a big part of my life.
Same.
And I grew up with Odelay,
yes,
and, you know, and all
Midnight
these other,
Vultures,
yeah, Mutations, and I love his, he's a great
musician.
I've
seen him live so many times.
And then when I found that out, it's just a
And now he's kind of in denial about it and kind of trying to downplay it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, at first it was like, oh no, I'm not in that. And then it was just like, I mean, I've taken some courses. My family was in on this. And now it's just like, yeah, I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I worked at Amoeba back in the day. I was a cashier and I rang Beck up and he was, and then people don't know this, is that he's involved with the Ribisi's, like involved. He was married to Giovanni Ribisi's sister.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
And so I saw her, I'm like, oh, and then it's just like connecting the dots. And then when my brother was dating a Scientologist, he went to an event and he saw Beck. He saw all the, you know, like
right.
The,
well, his mom was in it too. His family was in it.
Oh, really? So he's denying that. He's denying it. Yeah.
Well, now it's like I don't do it anymore. I was never really that into it, but it's like that's not the point. The point is that you knew what was happening.
Right.
You knew what they were doing to people. You knew what they were doing to families.
Mm-hmm.
You knew what they were doing to kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, okay, so you didn't go there very often, but you never stood up for it.
Well, he was definitely at the parties and stuff. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, getting all the advantages, getting all the cover that they provide for celebrities that FAFO.
Yeah, they're pretty slick about the way they advocate and promote because they hire these cute girls to hand out these flyers.
Yes.
I mean, and then back when I was single, I took the bait, but I ended up paying for it.
Oh no.
Because they got me in the office and they asked me how much I had in my bank account.
Oh no. Oh no.
And I paused and I said, my mom and dad don't even ask me that. And then they had that the periodic table of all the courses and,
right.
And I basically clowned them. I basically said, so this is gonna be $10,000, this is gonna be $15,000, then $25,000, and I was like, you know, just kind of like making fun of them.
Right.
And then They were like, you know what? They were so good. They got something from me, either 15 or 20 bucks. They got something. They were that
just
good.
Just to get out.
Just so I could get out of the room. Yeah. But then after that, they wouldn't leave
ever
me alone. They can't call me every week. Now, Stephen, I was wondering when you come back for the introductory course and then you got to, you know.
We really think that this could be so helpful to you.
Uh-huh.
I know that when we were speaking, you spoke about how you were kind of having some trouble with some of your relationships and your communication. I remember you talking about communication being problematic for you. We have a lot of courses here, and you'll hear that a lot of people really benefit from these courses, and you'll improve your communication, and you'll be able to have any conversation that you need to have. And you're just kind of like,
it's extortion. That's at the end of the day, all it is extortion. They just want your money.
Well, it's basic self-help.
Yeah.
It's basic self-help. Nothing out of the ordinary. It's very run-of-the-mill.
Yeah.
And it's not until they get you in far enough by selling you the future ideas, the future promises. Okay, well, you might not get what you need out of this level.
But when do you meet Xenu?
That's OT3, operating Thetan level 3.
That's...
So there's a bridge to total freedom.
So you know the different levels?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead, break it
down. Well, I don't know all of them.
Break it down a little bit.
So what most of the F-Scientos are trying to get is up the bridge. And up the bridge to total... It's this set of 8 courses. They thought there were going to be more.
Yeah.
But Elrond never wrote them, and he dropped the body. And so, oopsie. So there's no OT9 or 10 or any of the things they were supposed to be.
He was a disgusting looking man,
by the
way. It's like, brush your teeth, dude.
Wooden teeth. All of the gingivitis. Amber. Indeed, they are amber. They are. There might be actually like small bugs in there.
Oh, my goodness.
Forever.
Yeah. He was the most prolific writer, right? He wasn't the best writer, but he was the most prolific.
He did write the most words. Yeah, okay, also is famous for saying, if you want to get rich, don't be a writer. Start a religion.
Because... they're tax exempt,
and I think it worked out pretty well for him.
That's actually smart. That was the smartest thing
the smartest thing.
Yeah.
He also died in a trailer in California on a bunch of psychiatric medicine.
He died like that?
Yep.
Were they after him?
Alone? No, he was just having a breakdown.
Really?
You can get his entire death certificate online.
What kind of drugs was he on?
I don't remember. It is a psychiatric med, but the doctor who wrote it up is also a Scientologist. And so he kind of like cleaned it up a little bit. There were definitely more things in his system, but it's very long. But yeah, he was pretty messed up. He's a convicted, indicted felon. Yeah. And he died on psychiatric medicine, and they're very much against psychology and psychiatry.
That's what I'm saying. That's like contradicting like what.
That's all that
about,
man did.
Yeah?
What is a Scientologist doing? It wrong.
So what about what's the first book that the Dianetics, right? That was
Dianetics
the first book
is
they
like
published,
the gateway.
Right?
Gateway book to the cult.
And then what's the difference between being a regular member opposed to like a Sea Org member?
So there's public members. And those people just pay money and go in and take the courses. Mm-hmm. Those people can also go up the bridge to total freedom, mm-hmm. which is like the 8 levels. And you know, supposedly once you get to OT8, like you are able to do all of these things. Like you can have all these conversations. You can get whatever it is out of life that you want. So much money. Hundreds of thousands. Hundreds of thousands.
How the hell do they afford that?
They go into debt for this. They will go into debt to donate for the rehab of their... yes, absolutely.
So they're...
Hundreds of thousands.
They're enslaved in this religion. They have no identity. They're basically sleep deprived.
The Sea Org specifically, yes. Yeah. So the public members just throw money away. Basically, they're just like setting money on fire in their backyard and being like, I'm so proud to be here.
Yeah.
That's the public members. The staff are the people that work in the org. So like either the day org or the foundation. Mm-hmm. They're trying to bring people in, get them to buy a book, get them in and on course. Mm-hmm. And that's where they start the whole thing. They also get a commission from this, which is where you start kind of teetering on the MLM sides of this.
What does that entail?
So the multi-level marketing side where you are bringing people in and you get money based on the number of people that you bring in. You're not really offering a product unless you consider Scientology a product.
How much do they make in doing that though?
It depends. It's around 10%. Money? So for some of the courses, it's like $7.
Really?
But for some of the courses, it's like $350 because some of these courses are tens of thousands of dollars.
That's just insane.
So those staff members often are living in poverty because they don't have they're not forced to live in bunk beds like the Sea Org is, but they are forced to often live in apartments with a lot of them together.
Yeah, Laura was always talking about that when she was here, like these dormitory style living arrangements.
Well, so that's more for the Sea Org. Uh-huh. But the staff are probably in something similar,
right?
Like in a co-op or in just like a cheap apartment where there's a whole bunch of people in one room. There probably are in bunk beds. But they make often less money depending on where they're located and what the foot traffic is than the Sea Org, who make $47 a week for 110 hours of work.
Jeez Louise.
So...
Is Shelley Miscavige, is she alive?
Probably.
So what's going on with her? Why is she so, like, it's like this mystery?
So my opinion.
Yeah.
My opinion, allegedly, according to me. These opinions do not represent the opinions of other people. well, some people, but I digress. She's a true believer. She's a true believer.
Mm-hmm. Just to give them context. So Shelley Miscavige is David Miscavige's wife.
Both of them, by the way, were trafficked into Scientology by their parents and by L. Ron directly.
But David's father got out. I saw him on Joe Rogan. I saw that interview.
Yes.
Where he got out.
Yes, he did. Yeah, because David didn't turn off the internet on his Kindle.
Yeah.
They make some interesting mistakes. But yeah, so Shelley was brought in and raised in this, and she is a true believer. Mm-hmm. She's a true believer. And I think she's probably up in Northern California in one of the places where they have like all of the writings of L. Ron that they put on these discs.
Oh, God.
And just in case the aliens come so they can see, you know.
What was that movie that he made with John Travolta? Battle Earth. What was that? Battlefield Earth.
It's so horrible bad.
Horrible movie. Horrible movie.
Excellently
bad. Yeah, it was bad, like how Trolls 2 is
so
bad.
Tragic.
Yeah.
It's so tragic.
Yeah, there you go. Can I introduce your buddy?
Yes,
here?
Of course.
Yeah, so he's advocating as well,
yes.
Right? And your name?
Selfless Self.
Selfless Self. And then how did y'all meet?
So he is from Boston, mm-hmm. and was watching me being awesome in mm-hmm. Austin. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, you know what? I should probably try to be more like Pearl. Mm-hmm. And so then he started protesting. Mm-hmm. And then he was in another state protesting, and I sent him a super chat for $4.99.
My first super chat.
And I was like, his first ever. And I was like, you should
streaming.
Come to Austin. Yes. And I was like, you should probably come to Austin.
And then y'all got along.
Yes.
Go ahead. Why don't you give a little summary real quick?
Very much. So, yeah. $4.99.
What a bargain.
Yeah, I was inspired to get out here on these streets by the stories of the survivors, just like Pearl here. And then I was trying to figure out how to get out there and saw Pearl take on Scientology at the opening of the Ideal Org in Austin and ruin their party and yell Davey, the first time probably he's heard that name since his father told him that, and he told him never to say it again, which his father tells this story.
And I did. I called him that so many times.
And
yelled it at him.
I needed to find a way to get in on the next one. And the next one was next weekend in Chicago. And I did whatever I could, upended my life, and got out there. And after the Chicago protest, I didn't want to stop. I moved on to Denver. Denver Scientology Audit, Jay, is freaking amazing, is the calmest guy, the nicest guy ever. I thought I could learn from him. Was there for a couple weeks, and then Pearl Snappy inspired me to go to Austin, went there, went to L.A., went back to Austin, now I'm in L.A. This is my, the beginning of my third month on the road.
And so let me tell you also why we're here. So Lara FM.
Thank you for that, sir. Thank you. That was perfect, perfect.
Lara FM, it has a show on May the 4th Be With You at the Viper Room, and Selfless will be playing drums.
Get your tickets
drums.
Today.
That's right. Selfless will be playing drums.
Yeah? So you're a punk rock, you're a hardcore guy, right?
I'm a drummer.
He's a drummer, but you said Dead Kennedys. You mentioned.
Yeah, I know, but I play all the music.
I know, but like, so you're a fan of like Circle Jerks, Black Flag, all that stuff.
Totally.
Yeah.
But I was also in a psychedelic rock band, so.
Oh, wow. You, like, guided by voices?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I did sound for their lead singer one night.
Robert Pollard?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. And he's a school teacher, isn't he, right? He was teaching kids.
I'm not sure about that. It was just a magical
thing. Wow, that's amazing. Wow. That was meant to be, just all connecting like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Wow. I did make a splash. Ruining Davey's party.
Mm-hmm.
So my goal, he's obsessed with audio quality.
Who?
David Miscavige.
Really?
And so I wanted to ruin the audio.
How did you do that?
I got up in a parking structure, and without a megaphone, I can be like well into the 100s as far as decibels that my voice can hit.
Really?
Yep. It was great. And
what do you mean, like the
just yelling,
like the high notes, or
no,
just
volume,
the volume. Gotcha.
I mean, I could hit those notes too because I could do it singing.
I'm sure,
but mostly I was just yelling, "Hey Dave!" That day I was asking, "Where's Bob Ferris?" Because that's another survivor, Liz Ferris, They told her that her dad was dead. Turns out he's not, and he's still in the cult. So I like to ask Dave, but I just got out there and I was like, "Hey, Dave!" And it reverberated through the buildings. I know he heard it. People heard it on other live streamers.
Did his face?
Everything changed. He like got all rigid.
Yeah,
and he was so mad about
it. Give him a message right now. If you keep, hey Dave. Give him a personal.
Dave. Thank you for being so easy to troll. I appreciate that. I didn't have to use any cursey words. I didn't have to offend the public. I just had to be louder than the construction site and you. And I was. And I know where your apartment is. And so I'm not going to do anything, but I am going to use my voice. Everyone knows it's public knowledge. It's at a famous building. I am going to knock on your door with my voice from very far away. I don't want to touch you or see you at all, ever. But I'm going to yell, "Hey, Dave," at you. And I just want you to know, the Y is Pearl Snappy.
Whoa. Get yours today, Pearl Snappy. Wow, I like that.
The Y
is Pearl Snappy. He has fear within him, right? I mean, you have to have fear.
So if you think about like the paranoia that's necessary, right? Mm-hmm. When you think about like Machiavelli's Prince, right?
Exactly.
The paranoia is required.
Yeah.
When you have behaved like this to get where you are. Mm-hmm. He's incredibly paranoid.
Right. Now, going back to this lady, what's her name? Coster?
Yeah.
What's her deal?
From what I understand, she's a big supporter of Danny. She went to the trial every day. Can
I read this? Francois Coster is a restaurant owner who had a three-decade friendship with Danny Masterson. Danny Masterson was convicted in May 2023 after a jury found him guilty of two counts of forcible rape. Mm-hmm. La Poubelle had been linked to the 70s show. Actor Danny Masterson, who was accused of drugging one of his victims at the restaurant before assaulting her at his Hollywood Hills home.
Yes.
Danny Masterson is a Scientologist. The Church of Scientology covered up the crimes. The owner of La Poubelle, Coster is a close friend of Masterson's and a steadfast defender, even appearing in court to support him. La Poubelle serves wine made by the Masterson family. Jane Doe 3 was drugged here. Francois harassed the victims during the court breaks. Yes, what do you think about that?
I think that she's a trash human being that knows where her bread is buttered. Which is likely by the church.
She's slanging Masterson's wine.
Yeah.
And that's going to his commissary.
Right.
And when he's in prison.
These people are taking care of him. She showed up how many days in a row? An obscene number of days. Harassed the victims. Ma'am, you are a trash human. You, ma'am, are a trash human being.
She's a demon.
Yes. And she named her restaurant aptly. Because it doesn't mean the dumpster or trash. Yeah. Yeah. So she's trash. Her restaurant is trash. All of the, like...
You know, I was in... Okay, so didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to go back to... Because I was there 2 nights ago.
Yeah, yeah.
The other two, like Daniel and the other guy and the other gentleman didn't... They already had their restraining or they're not allowed to go.
Right, right.
It was my first time there. So I told him, I go, "Hey, do you want me to walk in there?" He goes, "Yeah." I walked in there. There was two or three guys. It was dead. There's like three guys just standing by the bar, and then that's it. But then I went back and I go, "Hey, Daniel, like, there's no one in there." And he goes, "Well, there's a secret back room." But dude, from what I've seen, it was dead. I only seen three dudes and like the bartender, and that's
awesome. A Scientology speakeasy. That's what the world does not need the most.
Yeah.
So now it's a Scientology speakeasy. Awesome. Gross.
I thought it was a front.
Tragic.
A front. Yeah.
Probably is too, but I don't even want to guess for what.
So why is she so invested in protecting him? Because he's convicted. I mean, he's not going to get out of... He's in jail for like 20-something years?
He got sentenced 30 to life, but because of the California laws, he'll probably be out in 30, which is still a long time. But I think why is she involved? Why? Like, I think it's the same response as to why are grown-ups involved in Scientology and bringing... their kids in. There's a level of status. These people are lonely and sad people, and they don't have worth in anything else. They get worth by buying it with Scientology. And that is what matters to these sad human beings. Is it like something that I identify with? No.
No.
But I think that's the best answer that I can give, because nothing else really makes sense except for the status.
So if you could compare Scientology with something else, can you compare it to what other religions do that, where
they
isolate you?
And a lot of them isolate you. That's just a high control thing. But it's the pay to play and paying for status. So certainly that exists in a lot of churches. The more you tithe, mm-hmm. the higher up you get. But it's more than that in Scientology. And so I think that the more apt comparison would not necessarily be a religion, but more like part of the tribalism that you see in the United States right now from a political standpoint and other things, either one of those sides, that's what you're working with here.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Okay.
And so how do you get the status there? By connecting the most people, by getting the most dirt on people, by paying the most money to get to where you need to be. And that's exactly how you succeed in Scientology. They snitch on one another. It's like the KGB up in there.
You know, their cameras, they
everything.
Like, document everything, they're recording everything.
When you're being audited, when you're having that one-on-one conversation with your auditor. Yeah, Laura brought that up. Yeah, there's somebody in your ear telling the auditor what to say and what to ask to the pre-clear, who's the person who's being audited. Mm-hmm. So that there's already somebody, so they're listening, plus it's being audio and video recorded, often without the knowledge of the person who is receiving the counseling.
Well, what's the incentive of being like a life
black
member? Like,
male.
What's the incentive? I'm just confused.
They blackmail you.
You can't get rich off that.
They blackmail you with all of the things that you confess to. And they also, because if your needle isn't floating when you give confessions, you might have to do like a whole, like all of your lifetimes and make things up, right?
It could be incriminating and you could be busted.
That's why people stay. They're afraid.
Oh, that's just horrible. That's horrible.
It's like... all of the terrible things that you've heard about lately with wealthy people taking advantage of people, largely kids, not going to name names. I think we all know it's the same thing. It's a blackmail gathering operation so that you can keep these people in and keep them paying. And you also satiate their bizarre needs, whatever those might be, likely and often involving auditing with children.
Are they going to watch this interview, some of the Scientologists?
OSA will. So their Office of Special Affairs, which is essentially like their CIA.
So is Stevie Wiebe an SP in their book? Am I an SP?
You're at minimum an SP. You might be a PTS.
Oh, what is that?
Potential trouble source.
I could be that? Because they saw me at La Poubelle the other night.
We're all PTSs. Like, they call us SP, but they're really being polite. We're actually not. We're probably more of a PTS, which is like more dangerous than an SP.
So what are they gonna spy on us, or are they gonna send some people over here?
I mean, they might, but probably not. Actively doing anything.
Well, because I have a machete. Should I?
I mean, you can offer to shred up their documents for them. They might be really interested.
Do I need to get armed? Like, what do I need to protect myself? Because
a camera.
This is
point a camera at them and they will run away. Yeah. Literally all you need. Do you have a smartphone?
Yeah.
Turn it on and point it at them.
That's it?
That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
And that's why that one guy that was coughing by us didn't do anything, because my man Daniel was streaming.
Point a camera at them.
And that's why he couldn't do anything. Because I even, like, he had this blue Jeep. And I was even trying to look at his license plate, and I don't think he liked that.
Yeah, no, they don't. But also, they're going to look at yours. They look at mine. They know my whole address. They know my whole life.
They
do? It took them a couple times because they got the wrong person a few times.
They know about Pearl Snappy?
They do.
They know about Pearl Snappy?
They do. They do.
They know about your siblings and where you live. What do they know about you?
I'm not sure entirely what they do know. We're waiting for the police footage from a couple of their interactions.
How do they gather their intel?
The same way that other people on the internet are trying to find out about somebody do. They Google you. They look up.
Right.
They pay for the, you know, people search things, anything. They also have a trap. So they have the same access to the airlines as the travel industry does. So
how do they get that kind of information? Oh, dude.
So you can.
That's not right.
You can. So when we flew here, trust and believe they knew.
Yeah.
Trust and believe they knew what flight we were on.
They know you're coming over here?
100%.
The Steve Wiebe show?
I don't know. I mean,
Subscribe today, youtube.com/Stephen.
I mean, I hope that you don't mind that I told him exactly where your house in Long Beach is.
Well, that's okay.
See?
As long as you don't, they don't know the numbers.
Right.
Yeah. Give me your typical, like, so give me a typical thing you're going to go to after, like, later on this week. Are you going to go show up to certain spots and tell me what you're going to do and, like, yeah, tell me a typical night of,
so
if you weren't here tonight, what would you be doing?
Well, we'd probably be doing this in Austin.
Okay.
So out in front of the org, which is different because they've just shut down everything there. And as soon as I show up, they close the blinds, they pack up the tables. I do have the record for getting them to take their little stupid table covered with the e-meter in the books. Okay. I have the record. I have the record for getting them to bring it in.
This is what it could be. This is what that is.
54?
Yep. 54 seconds. Like, I just show up and they're like, hell.
What's this 54 seconds?
I have the record of getting them to close down their table and run away and go inside.
Under a minute.
Yes.
Yeah, and close down the whole orb.
Dang, Pearl Snappy's on fire.
They don't like me at all, and it's my favorite.
They look at you like a...
They think I'm like a demon.
Jedi, like a Jedi.
Kind of. Like an anti-F-Sciento demon.
Like, there's the Sith Lords, and you're like you're like Obi-Wan or something.
I mean, but I'm always going to choose the other side because free will and all that. But
okay,
yes.
Gotcha. Well, so there. So,
to be clear.
Okay, so you're the Sith. Yeah. You're coming in with your red legs.
Yep.
Okay, gotcha.
Every time.
Gotcha.
Yep.
So they're frightened when they see you.
Yeah. They think I'm a. So, first of all, the top down tell the people that are going in and out of the door that I'm a criminal, that I've done all these terrible things. It's called the Dead Agent Pack. So they make up a bunch of lies about me to discredit me, to frighten them, so that they will have a very visceral reaction to me, and they won't be inclined to listen to any of the things that I'm saying about their cult. They will just immediately disregard everything that I have to say. Because I've been dead agented. They will also give this to the police department.
That's such a peculiar title.
You know, they have weird terms.
Yeah.
What kind of term is that? That's horrible.
It's a file of information that's going to be... Sorry.
Go ahead.
It's a file of information that's going to be used on you to discredit you to anybody, to somebody that... Maybe asking about you to the police if they come in. Or if you complain about them, they'll... And the police interact with Scientologists, the first thing they'll do is present all of this file of information of terrible things about you so that you will not be believed. And so the dead agent, they basically try to erase any, like, effectiveness that you could possibly
any
have.
Any credibility.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
That was well spoken, my man. Thank you for that. Wow.
Yep. So they have one.
Great lengths like that.
Yes, they
do.
And they're doing it to all of us. So every single one of us is out there. We all have them.
He's a dead agent?
We just don't. Well, he's been dead agented. It's a verb.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
So there is a dead agent packet, which is the noun. But yeah, if you the act of it happening to you is being dead agented.
Yeah. Who else is in that packet? Is Aaron in there?
Anyone who's speaking out. Oh, no. His is probably long. All of those people do.
All these people
do. Every single one. Yep. All of them. Every one of them.
You know, you recognize any of them?
I recognize every single one of those people.
Really?
Yeah.
You do?
I do.
How do you know who, like, go ahead, go from the top.
So you've got Lara.
Okay, and then.
Tori, yeah. Liz Gale, Natalie Webster, Reese, Aaron, Serge, Jenna, and I don't know who the last person is off the top of my head.
And what are all their stories? How did you get to know all them? Like, how
watching their stories, interacting in the chats,
Do you know all the streamers in LA? You know, William.
Yep.
You know William. Goode?
All of it.
You do.
Yep.
You know, like, you know this guy Daniel. You know Daniel. Yep. You know all of it. You even know this kid. This is a Latino kid that passed these out. I forgot his name.
Are those from Danny?
No. Yeah, I think no. This is maybe. So you know all of them.
Well, Danny and Leah came to Austin for the opening day. They drove from L.A. to Austin to help support me. Because for a long time, I was, like, out there by myself.
So you're a lone wolf there.
Yes. We got a lot of people out for the opening day. There were tons of people. Sure. They came. And they were really mad. I got to see a Scientology hissy fit.
Wait. So, like, describe that. What is that?
It was amazing. So feet stomping, toddler-esque behavior. So they were so mad that I was over 85 decibels by myself. And so they were just like, she has to be using sound amplification, which would have been against the law. But I wasn't. That's just me. That's just me and my big mouth. So the police were just like, she's not doing anything illegal. And he's pointing at this decibel reader. And he's pointing at me, pointing at the decibel reader, pointing at me and like stomping his foot. Just like, you have to do something. And the police officer finally just like put his hand on his shoulder and escorted him out of the parking garage. Goodness. And I was just like, in your face, Scientol, in your face.
Oh my goodness.
Satisfying. Sean and Galena?
Yes.
Who's that?
Sean and Galena.
Breathe. Just take a minute. Yeah, this is your platform.
He's this like
just relax.
Creepy little henchman for this cult.
Where is he located?
Here, in LA.
Really?
Yeah, he's in the AOLA building. So he's like top of OSA. He's like one of the head security people, and security people are like the most important. Because isn't that totally normal for a church?
So they're the most important because they regulate. They enforce.
They're the ones that, like, if a protester's tires have nails shot into them, you better believe that Sean and Galena was either the one that, like, was like, go get them now, or, you know, pick the people to do it.
They shoot nails in your guys' tires in the automobile?
Not for me yet, but most of the LA protesters have had that happen to them.
Yeah.
What?
Multiple times.
Isn't that, I mean, that's illegal.
Indeed.
So why aren't they getting arrested?
There's, I mean, proof. Plus, also LAPD, Scientology is the largest private donor or individual donor to the LAPD, which already has over half of the discretionary funds in LA. So they don't really have a whole lot of incentive to do the right thing.
Exactly. So then, how do you take them down? How do we take away their tax exemption?
So, in my opinion, it starts more local, city council, the Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. those things, because that is impacting their revenue. It's impacting their business. It's impacting the businesses that are adjacent to across the street, mm-hmm. things like that. And at UT, I have a couple of arguments, and students have tried petitions before. There should be a grocery store. We don't need a cult here. We're trying to buy groceries.
Yeah.
Can we have like a grocery store instead of a cult? That would be awesome. So getting the people that are immediately adjacent to that building and starting locally. If I just go and march my loudmouth to the IRS, you know what's going to happen? It's like I'm yelling into the void.
Yeah.
Petitions too. Yeah. Problematic. So getting people interested in understanding with online petitions is really, really helpful. The number of things that have actually been legislated off of online petitions is real, real small. Mm-hmm. You actually need to go and do the first gathering of the first, I think it's like 35 or 50,000 in 30 days. And then after that, you have to get 100,000 in 60 days. If you can do those things, actual verifiable signatures.
Okay.
If you don't have those two things, no lobbying group or anybody in politics is going to take you seriously, right. Period. Period. End of conversation. So those types of things have to go on with protesters actually going out there, standing and trying to get those signatures and starting at the local government to be like, do you understand here what this does? Do you understand that nobody likes this? Do you know what they're doing in your town?
Don't they have the most real estate in America? Don't they have the most?
Yes.
Right. Like in Florida, like, well, where, what states are like how many buildings do they own in like what states?
Less than half of the states have any churches of Scientology.
But what states have Scientology? The Church of
Scientology. I don't know
Florida,
all of them.
I mean, Austin.
Yeah, of course.
Florida,
California.
California.
Chicago. So Illinois.
New York.
Colorado.
New York.
New Jersey. Tennessee. Okay, Alabama.
Washington,
from the cheap seats. Alabama from the cheap seats with the Church of Scientology.
Alabama's got
right. So from the cheap seats.
That's like the Bible Belt.
Right.
Yeah.
What?
We don't know. We don't know. We are also confusion.
That's yeah.
We have
that's old
yeah. We don't know.
Yeah.
We do not know. We are unclear.
Minnesota. Iowa.
Yes.
Yep.
Iowa.
Michigan.
Michigan. Yes.
The Dakotas.
No, none in the Dakotas.
Washington. Oregon.
Washington State. Yes. Oregon. Yes.
Arizona.
Yes.
Arizona's got Scientology.
Yeah, in Phoenix. Actually, that's where L. Ron's was. That like the first. Or he lived there. He had a house there. There's something big.
What?
Kansas. So apparently Wichita was one of the foundational orgs.
Oklahoma? Missouri?
Probably. Maybe not Missouri.
Definitely.
Yes. Oh, St. Louis.
St. And Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah.
So they're everywhere.
Yeah.
They're almost every state.
Boston.
They're also in Canada.
Oh, God.
Mexico City just had the same kind of opening that Chicago and Austin did.
So they're everywhere.
Japan.
Taiwan. They're all over Taiwan.
The Japanese got it there?
Taiwan. They're all over. Because China's just like, absolutely not. And Taiwan's like, give it all to us.
So they have interpreters? I mean, are there language barriers?
Most of the people in the Sea Org, most of the people that are the body routers, who are the people that are outside trying to bring people in, most of those people are polyglots, at least.
Shame on you. Shame on you for doing that. Shame on you. Wow.
The books have been translated into a fair number of languages as well.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, they're gross.
What about Korea?
There is one in Korea, isn't there one?
I'm not sure.
That's on you.
Oh, dude, I know. I was just going to
call your people.
Oh, my goodness.
Call your people.
What about Australia?
Oh, yes.
Yep.
They're in Australia,
big
too?
Big time.
What about Europe?
Oh, yep.
London.
Yes, they have an org. There's two. There's London.
Italy.
One of the original ones
Germany.
Is in St. Hill. Germany just said no. They were finally like, mm-mm.
Switzerland.
Probably. But like Norway, Sweden.
Norway, Sweden.
Denmark.
Finland. God.
They all have
them. So they're taking over the world.
Yes.
Trying to.
So what do? They just buy properties and set up? What if no one's like attending these buildings? Is it
they
just
lie?
Is this for show?
Yes. It's a tax shelter. This.
So I'm onto something.
Yes.
So it's just for show.
That is the business now. That is their
it
business.
It looks nice.
It is
like
they
have a building downtown. It
it's
looks
a real
nice.
Estate scam. It's a real estate scam. That is what Scientology is now. It's a real estate scam.
So they're just buying up the properties.
They already have bought
it. They're dressing them up, but it's empty. It's hollow on the inside.
And tax exempt.
See, that's if they got taxed, it'd be a different story.
So for all of the buildings that are empty right now, if you live by a place where they are empty, you should look at the local laws, because if that building has been empty for 4 years,
you can squat in there.
You can remove the tax exemption from that building and squat.
So this is to all the squatters out there. If you see an empty Scientology building,
get in there.
Bring
stake
your
claim.
Bring your sleeping bags in there. Grab your Coleman lanterns.
They have a sauna.
It's
there's
open
probably
season,
a sauna.
Y'all. Live in empty Scientology buildings.
Don't take the niacin. Use the sauna.
Squat inside, because they're nice buildings.
Yes.
Squat inside Scientology buildings. I demand
yes.
it.
Yes. Yeah. Same.
You.
This is a call to action.
Wasn't that great,
this
though?
This is a call. I love this.
Because that would bring a whole different headache to them.
Also, they would hate it, because they only like wealthy people.
Squatters have rights.
Right. And they don't like that.
No, they do have rights.
Right.
Because I believe out here, because there's on this empty building, there are squatters in there. I mean, they tapped into the electricity.
Yeah.
You can't get... If they're there for longer than 30 days, they're considered a tenant
right.
there. So, please, if you're homeless, go to a Scientology building in a city
yes.
near you.
Right.
And
it could be a mission.
There.
It could be a mission building. It could be an ideal org. Do it all. Get in there. Get in there. Stake your claim.
Yeah.
You can even make your own cult. We won't even bother you.
Yes.
Please make it a donut cult, though. I'm kind of into that, and I haven't seen one yet.
And they can live a very long time
yes.
there.
Yes, right.
You get a hot plate. You know, there's some, you know, butane.
Right.
You know.
And again, a sauna. They all have saunas. All their buildings have saunas.
What?
Because they do this thing called a purification rundown, which is to eat a lot of niacin and sweat it all out. Sweat all your drugs out. Totally healthy for people that might, you know, have, you know, detox issues that need medically assisted detox. Who cares about that? It's fine. Niacin.
Isn't their belief system just completely bizarre, though? Like, when you go further into it, like down the whatever the bridge?
I struggle to call it a belief system, but yeah, their whole, like, tract of ideas to keep you in and take your money is some of the dumbest crap I've ever heard in my life.
Give us some examples of the stupidity.
Oh God, I don't even know where to start. Okay, so the clear cognition, that's maybe one of my favorites.
Okay, what is that?
So in order to go clear,
what is that? What is going clear?
So that's
mean?
Like one of the first hurdles that you need to jump over as an F Scienti. And you're basically, that's like they're trying. So the Scientologists are trying to clear the planet, okay?
Of Thetans.
And so part of that whole situation, so you've got like your own Thetan, which is like you're kind of, it's kind of analogous to a soul, roughly. But then you're also, you have these body Thetans. But y'all don't hear about that until the OT levels when you go up
and
the bridge.
Invisible and they're
right.
attached
and they're
to
stuck
us.
To you.
They're stuck to
yes.
us.
Yes.
Okay, got you.
So going clear is having this, the clear cognition. So you have this realization that, oh my God, this whole time I have been mocking up, making up my own reactive mind, meaning like, I don't know, having a reaction to a thing that happened to you, like humans do. I've been making up my own reactive mind and I'm just not going to do it anymore. What does that mean? How is that helpful? Is that helping people? Why did that cost $50,000? Because you have to come to this idea on your own.
$50,000?
Depending on how many times you have to retake courses, anywhere from like 15 to 50 on that one.
Hell no.
So you have to like come to that on your own based on like having these audits where you're holding the cans.
Shame on you,
and you're
man.
Talking to like some, like maybe a 12-year-old, maybe a coffin dodger. I don't know. But you're talking to somebody and then you have to like have this realization like, this whole time, I've been mocking up my own reactive mind, and I'm not going to do it.
Is that a Scientology term? It is. Reactive mind? What
yes.
does that mean?
It's your brain. So you know how, like, you're walking down the street, and, like, something smells good, and you have this, like, memory, and it takes you. That's your reactive mind. You're not supposed to have emotions. You're not supposed to have affinity towards things like emotions and love and, you know, critical thinking. You're not supposed to be involved in that. So you're not supposed to react to anything. You're supposed to have this like very calm demeanor. They call it keeping your TRs in, your training routines, which is like where they bull bait you to have no reaction to things. So everything is about having
become like a zombie.
Exactly. It's the zombification cognition.
That's why they're just like, they look dead. They just look like
Xenu eyes. They have Xenu eyes.
Yeah. So how do you get to meet Xenu?
Well, Xenu is locked up in an electrified gilded cage at the top of the Himalayas, so you'd have to find him. You'd have to find him. So
what does he look like? What does Xenu look like?
I don't know that we've ever seen him. Some sort of an alien situation.
What
so,
kind
like,
of alien? Is he an Andromedan? Is he from a Pleiadian? Where
is he from? What's the name of the place?
I don't remember the name of planet, but he is pictured in that South Park episode, and he has
right. We just go by the South Park one.
Go watch the South Park.
South Park. That's what Xenu looks like. Everything else is accurate, so it's probably accurate as well. So, you know, he's imprisoned because of what he did, which was to solve the overcrowding in the Galactic Confederacy. He froze all these people
so
in
like
glycol,
like,
but it's not even good like that.
But
there's no moral,
good.
But there's no moral.
There's no moral code.
There's no moral right. anything. There's no lesson to be learned. No. There's no like, wow, this is what could happen if humanity worked together. Mm-hmm. No, that's not what we learn here. What we learn here is that it's weird. And what I mean by that is that, okay, so there's overpopulation. He's like, let me solve this problem. I'm going to put all these people in glycol and freeze them into popsicle people. I'm then going to put them in a DC-8 space plane, which is a thing that does not exist. And so then he flew them through space to Earth to make this a prison planet.
And then dropped them in the
volcano. In the volcano. Mm-hmm. And then dropped a hydrogen bomb on top of it.
And then they...
That exploded, and that's why we got Thetans everywhere.
So
all those people bits.
So they're basically little ghosts, like little ghost
it's
mites.
It's little people bits.
And
you could
they
have,
attach to humans.
Right. It could just be a fingernail Thetan.
So
you
ridiculous.
Don't even know. You
it's
don't know what...
Ridiculous.
It could be a booger Thetan.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even know what's on you.
But isn't that kind of close to what a demon is, or like how in other beliefs, like religions, they're like that, like something.
I think so.
Or something, you know?
I think
it's
so.
Invisible, you can't see it.
But you don't have to
it's
pay that much
to
money to get rid of it in other religions.
All you have to do is go confess and
right.
go to your priest and say a couple homilies.
Maybe
words.
Have an
yeah.
exorcism, like in a very extreme case.
Yeah. So how do we? Like, where is David Miscavige at? And like, what is like what's
down the street?
But what's up with Tom Cruise? Like, is Tom Cruise, is he really, like, does he really believe this
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, oh, he is a...
No, Tom Cruise, because I like
Tom
his
Cruise
movies.
Believe...
He's a good actor.
Okay, so he's a... But he's a terrible human. So you know those Sea Org people? So you know... Oh, also, you're never going to be like, Pearl, what are you thinking? I just can't tell. So, you know, the Sea Org members that signed the billion-year contracts like Lara was.
Yeah.
He has unfettered access to those people to be essentially his slaves in his home. They clean his house. They do all the chores.
Right now?
Yes.
No.
He can physically assault them with no punishment, and they don't get paid.
So right now, Tom Cruise has like servants where he hits and orders them to clean the bathroom.
And they're all Sea Org members.
No. How do you know this?
Because it's like a pretty well-known fact among the Scientos. Aaron's talked about it multiple
really?
Times, but yeah.
So how many of them live in his home?
Like a whole staff full.
So what does he make them do?
I mean, everything from like cleaning, getting his stuff, like maybe things I don't want to think about or assume, and get sued for libel.
Cleaning the swimming pool.
Maybe getting things ready if he's gonna have a whole bunch of his like weird friends over.
Laundry. What else?
Potentially entertaining other adult guests in ways that may or may not be appropriate.
Massaging.
Yep. Just being around pools and things like that, but also just like when they do something wrong, like he just puts his like fist into them. He might call it a touch assist, but we would all call it assault.
God. I just had a visual of him taking a bubble bath.
Ew.
And like,
then, oh, him like, and his center tooth, you know, just sitting in and that then, tub.
Like, he has these people like putting suds and like
get somebody else to do
giving
it,
giving him a foot, you know, like a bubble bath on his foot. Massage.
Maybe his like broken ankles because he does all of his own stunts and he broke both of his ankles that one time.
So this is real? He has these servants that just and he could do whatever he wants to him?
Really? And they have no recourse. It's not like there's an HR department.
Does John Travolta have that too?
I don't know if it's to that extent. I don't know about
why is Tom so like high up?
Because he loves Dave and he gives millions and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars.
Someone said they salute Tom. Is that true?
Yes.
So he's so far up, they salute him when they walk by him. He's the only one that they salute. Like, him and Miscavige, they salute.
Right.
And no one else.
Not to my knowledge.
In 2004, he was given the medal. In 2004, at the IAS convention, he was given, I think, the Medal of Valor, which was about the size of a dinner plate.
It was like Flava Flav.
I saw that online.
Yeah, right. Flava Flav. Yeah,
there's a huge congregation.
Right, but not nearly as cool as Flava Flav.
And that's the same time where you see the black turtleneck sweater video. Where,
with the Oprah Winfrey episode.
Well, that was that.
Well, he always has a black turtleneck on. Narrow it down.
Exactly, that was his uniform. Year, but it was this Inside Scientology video.
Which
was meant to be promotional and motivational, where he was wondering about a time where maybe there will be a world without SPs. Can you imagine it? I mean, geez. So yeah.
No, I never want to. I want more SPs.
What about his Suri? Like is his daughter involved? You know, didn't he have a kid with what's her name?
Yeah, the actress. They don't speak. He left. He let her go. He walked out of her life for the cult.
She's SP.
Anybody who's not with. I mean, she might be just because of her connection to her mother.
Yeah.
So he disconnected.
And then what about Danny and Bijou? Is she a part of that, or is she now free to go? Is she a part of Scientology still, too?
She's still a Scientologist, to my knowledge.
She divorced him
but
are
didn't...
you allowed to do that?
You
could divorce, but you can't leave the church?
They all divorce all the time.
Well, you can't leave the church. That doesn't...
And you can't have affairs, so you just have to divorce somebody, and then,
so
then you can go.
So Bijou has got to be abstinent?
You do... Yeah, so... Until she's, you know, engaged to somebody else, called being out 2D.
Yeah.
With somebody.
Wow. Well, this was a fascinating, I mean, an hour or it flew by. Is there anything, can we like, whatever you want to plug or promote right now, please feel free. And then you too, sir, if you wanted to, you wanted to plug your Instagram, a website or anything, go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. So my Instagram is not very interesting, but you're more than welcome to request, and I'll probably let you follow unless I think you look sus, and a lot of you do. So take your chances. But TikTok, follow me on TikTok. Everything is Pearl Snappy. I'm a pretty good time over there. And I am trying to get more of the college students to come out and protest with me in Austin. So if you're watching this, follow me on TikTok. Follow me on the Tube of You. Come on out. It's super fun. I'm very loud. I yell funny things. I like to yell like, get in your cult! So it's fun. And we have chalk. And I have a little pink Jeep with David Miscavige in it. And we drive them around, beep, beep, creeps in a Jeep. So come out, protest with me. I could use the support. And other than that, just like my stuff and tell me I'm funny.
Do you have a website where, do you have merch or something where they can
buy? I do. It's all on my YouTube. It's on my fourth wall. And I do, if you're interested in having any data analyzed for yourself, or just, you know, to pay me to troll people that you don't like, runetl.com is my website and my business.
Did you want to plug some stuff too?
Yeah, he does.
Okay, so... Selfless Self is the name on YouTube. That's anywhere and everywhere that I am, at Selfless Self on that YouTube. But more importantly, we're playing a show with Lore FM, a bunch of us,
And
how do they get tickets?
At the Viper Room.
That's right.
May 4, 8 p.m. And you get tickets by contacting Laura FM through her YouTube and requesting a ticket.
That's right.
That's it.
That is all.
That's okay.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. I still have a P.O. box, so you can send any packages or letters to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. I'm also on Twitch right now, so if you go to twitchtv.com/Stevie Weeby, I'm playing Little Nightmares and Warzone as well, so I stream like every other night. Please join me there. If you want to support the platform, go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. I still have a Patreon. I do audio diary logs every Monday. And I think that's about it. Are you satisfied with your interview?
I'm delighted by this interview.
Did you have a good time?
I had a delightful time.
Mm. Do you think, will you all come back if I invite you back? Or
yes.
Oh, will you also suggest other guests who you think might be a good fit for the Stevie Weeby show?
Yeah, of course.
Because you've seen it before.
Yes.
We've had Laura. We've had William. We've had Defender of Ants.
That's right.
We've had DOA on
That's
here,
right.
too. Get yours today, Stevie Weeby Show. Subscribe today.
That's right.
Support what they're doing. And buzz off, Scientology.
Yeah, that's right.
Hiding in the crevices, in the coral premises, in my Neverland like Peter Pan. Checking messages. I'm trying to do my part.